Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get real about relationships Thursday, all up in your area. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, we are talking about whether or not you should date your friend, whether you should get with your friend, or whether you should let your friend be your lover, whether you should marry your friend. I don't know. On the surface, it sounds like a good idea. I'll tell you one thing. I sure wouldn't want to saddle up next to and cuddle with my enemy. But when you start talking about friendship and then you start talking about making your friend your lover or your lover your friend, you start talking about a different brand of friendship. And it may not be exactly what you're used to. So could you do it? Have you done it? Would you do it again? Could you do it? Had you done it? Would you do it again? Could you do it? Had you done it? Would you do it again? Will you make a love with your friend beginning to end? Alpha 2 Omega, playing Sega in PlayStation, Xbox, you rock. and they already know everything about you except for the size of the cock. And when I say the cock, I'm actually talking about women because we don't say cock in Philly. Anyway, so I'm saying though, the whole friend as a lover thing, is that something that's just cliche that we throw around? Like, you know, my lover is my friend. That's my best friend. You know what I'm saying? You know, the problem is we wasn't friends before we was lovers. We just dove right in, got under the covers. We would start doing the nasty, crazy and shit. Some people like that element of surprise, or not necessarily the element of surprise, but they like the idea of having to take time to know somebody, taking the steps to get into somebody. Some people like that shit. They think that's a little bit better, and I can't really blame them. It sounds all right to me. You know, you may even have to question whether somebody was really your friend if you were already pre-attracted to them. Like, if it was one of those situations where you were just, you know, being friends with somebody because you could not be a lover to them for whatever reason, so you were sitting back hoping that their boyfriend or their girlfriend fronted on them or did something or do whatever you warned them against so you could find a way to get in. I don't know. For me, that sounds a little sinister. It sounds a little shady. It sounds a little calculating. It sounds a little... It almost sounds a little creepy. Like, yo, me and you are just friends, you know what I'm saying? I respect the platonic relationship that we are in, you know what I mean? And I would do anything for you. I come through. I ride for you. I give you advice. I give you rides. I, you know, whatever. I'm there for you. I'm a real friend. You know, it ain't even on some old, mushy shit. I'm not even waiting to get all up in that ass. But I ain't going front. You got some nice titties, though. I mean, any man would think, I ain't gay. I ain't that friend. You got some nice titties. If I had a woman, I've been waiting for a girl like you to come into my life. I've been waiting for someone new. I'm saying make me feel alive. And I'm waiting for Shonda to finish with that nut ass nigga she fucking with. I mean, he ain't no nut. I mean, he the boy, but you know, it's just something about it. You know, she a good girl. She really deserves somebody like me. That's what she deserves. And I get with her. I'ma put her on swerve. Everything's gonna be y'all right. I'ma get up in that ass. And I know he got a little dick. That's just shit tight. That's my word, y'all. I'm about to sift my whole balls and even my ass up in that shit, y'all. But Shonda's just a friend. And I say she's just a friend. And I say she's just a friend. What's going on, Stacey Cook? It's always good luck. Thanks for coming on through. And I'm never shook. And yo, Emily Dunlap is in the house. Bow! She about to turn it out. And my man, Lawrence Sakel, a.k.a. Chuck, coming through. Don't give a fat... That's my man, y'all. What's going on? We going about to do this thing. You think we ain't queens and kings? Cherry is all up in the place. It's good to see me, your face. And Cinderella Dana Dane. What's going on, Cinderella Dana Dane? And Robin Ming, my big sis, here to do her thing. How y'all feeling? You is a real queen. So, hold on. Oh, and Carol Chamber, let me follow. I said, Chamber, let me Carol Chamber, let me Favorita, how you feeling, man? It's good to see you, some of you always, you know what I'm saying? Always. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Whether or not to make your lover your friend. Would you do that? I'm sorry. Make your friend your lover. Whether or not to date your friend. Would you do it? Have you done it? I know people who have done it. Some people say that it was a good look. Some people say, you know, I would rather... I would rather get with somebody that I didn't know like that as a friend and then help them become my friend or become their friend. I would rather do it that way. You know, some people say, some people feel as though if you date somebody who already knows you as a friend, it could actually confuse some things because their level of expectations, thinking that they already know you, it might take away your ability to be fronting or to flip the script on them. You may not want to flip the script on them, but then they have to get to know you as a lover. Like, I know you saw the way I was with her, but you don't understand what me and her was when you wasn't around. So you got a little bit of surveillance. Don't get me wrong. You got a little something, you know, you got the scouting report, a little something, but you ain't got that, yo. So, you know, people have to get to know you on a level, on a different level. And everything, I'm just keeping it a buck with y'all. Everything gets different. Everything is different once y'all start swapping bodily fluids. Everything is going to change after that first kiss. You can't pretend you ain't kissed somebody after you kissed them. You can't unkiss somebody. You ever try to do that shit? You know, you go ahead and kiss somebody, you be like, yo, I thought it would be a good idea if we kissed, but I'm thinking it wasn't such a great idea. First of all, your breath ain't, you know, it ain't bad, but, you know, you ever kiss somebody, you got... It ain't bad. It's just, she's definitely not a Listerine chick. I ain't mad at her though. It's just, you know what I mean? It's love, baby. Hold on. Oh, shit. I never posted John. Okay. That would explain that now, wouldn't it? That would explain that now, wouldn't it? There's no business like show business, like no business I know. So, all right, let me see what y'all talking about. Annette Davis, the number one, is all up in here. Good to see you return. That's what's up. Hope everything is good with you. So, let me see. What do y'all think about? What do y'all think about whether or not to date your friend or not? Would you do it? Have you done it? Would you do it again? I was serious. Jerry says, I don't really believe in male friends because I feel like they just waited on the sideline. I can understand how you would feel about that. However, I feel like an attraction can override all your suspicions. Think about it. Attraction overrides suspicions all the time. That's how motherfuckers wind up getting chicks pregnant. That's how chicks wind up getting pregnant. Like, you knew the boy was a dog. You knew it. You knew he was a dog. You know the boy. Yo. Two of them. You know the boy don't wrap up, strap up. And you see the way he a dog. Yeah, but she like dogs. And this man's best friend. He was dogging the shit out of her. Doggy style. Who's your daddy? What's my name? You gonna cook some dinner? Yo, I can play my game. It was all good when he was hitting it from the back a week ago. I mean, what are friends for? What are friends for? With some real shit, though. But it's serious. It is. It's serious. It's serious. You know, dating a friend. Yeah. But an attraction often overrides logic. Like, yeah, but yo, son, she has fatty. Y'all banging. I was thinking like, I know she kind of like a little ratchet joint, whatever. I know she like niggas with money, you know she about that life or whatever. But a lot of times the dick override all of that. I figured, them money getting niggas wasn't hitting it right. Cause if they was, they wouldn't have to pay so much all the time. That is real nigga logic too. Like, listen, I might have to pay something, but when she gets some of this, I know I ain't gonna have to pay what they was paying. Them motherfuckers, they dropping money on rent and cars and electric bills and you know what I mean? I'll pay for the abortion. Fuck that. She fucking around, try to have it on me though. Once she get this shit, magic stick is in full and total effect. This shit is rad. But when your lover was a friend before, they're going to know certain things about you. Are you comfortable with that? Honestly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because this actually expands into other areas of your life that you may not even thought of. Like, okay, how many of y'all, like, I own houses. Back in the day, I owned a lot of them. So every now and then, friends would ask me, yo, y'all got an apartment, you got a room, you got a house? And I was like, I didn't really think it was a good idea. Professionally, I would rather not have a personal relationship with you when it's time for us to do business. Because when it's time for me to do business with you, I'm going to do business. And I'm going to do it by the book, and it's going to be by the rules. And I don't want to, I don't want my sympathies playing a role in this shit, because there's a good chance that you may try to capitalize off of those. And I've done it. Move chicks in that I knew. Did the rent get paid? I paid for a while. But things go bad, and that can ruin a relationship for good. So a relationship that was stable before, once the money comes in, it changes the whole dynamic of that thing. And there really isn't that much turning back. Be a lot of bad blood when it comes to that shit. You fuck up my money, I take it quite personally. Like, when I had hair, I had a block. I used to keep my shit cut. It was nice. Nice. I knew a chick. I would just come from the barber. She would come and run a shit right through my shit. I could get over that. Like, remember I was just saying attraction overrides logic and all that over shit. I'm like, yo, she's a cutie. So fuck it. It got to the point where I go get a fresh cut and go right next to her. Like, I know you want to do it. Should I had a pick? I can fix that. But if it was a situation where every time I came around and she was feeling on my pockets, I mean, wait. I'm a student. I'm a working man and a student. You know, back in the day, you had your little part-time job when you was in college. You weren't making no real money. I had an apartment to take care of. I was barely staying afloat. I didn't have to pay rent, but I had bills for that bitch. I had to pay for my own books. So, you might not want a situation where somebody knows you in a personal way before y'all start a personal journey where matters of the heart are concerned. You may not want that, because they may know some of your temperament and some of your ways and your moves and things like that, and really feel like they know you. So it could be a situation where if you date your friend, he or she tries to calculate you. Like, that ain't you. Oh, that ain't you. What the fuck you mean that ain't me? See, you about to really learn some shit. Don't tell me it was me, shorty. Nah, you getting new. No, I'm not getting new. I'm getting familiar. I suggest you pay attention. It's a little different. It's a little different once you pass the threshold of the pubic hairs. Things change. It can't stay the same. Like I said, you can't unkiss a person. You know damn well you can't unfuck them. I take it all back. The net and all. Everything. I'm taking it all back. It was. I'm gonna orgasmize myself. I never nutted. I was faking that shit. Yeah, you're right, sis. It really depends on the friendship. I don't make it a habit to date friends. I tried it twice. It seemed to make sense. One was judgy because he knew all of my business. I don't know, Jackie. I don't know, right? Yo, yeah. And yo, that's bad. The other was a Taurus. And yeah, see, we not doing that tonight. You got to chill. You got to chill. What we got? What we got? Judgy. We got Tauruses. We got unkissing. We got unfucking. We take it back orgasm. Those are the excerpts so far. Okay, Carol Chamberlain says, my hubby started out as my friend, so I guess I did. Do you think that maybe the level of friendship that y'all had before had an influence on whether y'all were able to get together or not? Because because this is what I'm thinking, Carol. If somebody is your friend, like how much of a friend are they to you when you have an attraction to them? You know, some people say that when they got with their friend who became their lover, I never even looked at them in that way before. Like, what you mean? I wouldn't even fuck with somebody that I didn't live that I didn't look at that way. Like, I'm not. Ew. Has somebody ever been cute or handsome to you, but you still wouldn't? You know, it's like something about them. Like, yo, they're actually very good looking, but like there's something about them I just don't like. Like certain chicks that are really pretty but don't have no sex appeal. Y'all know it happens. Happens quite often, actually. She ain't got no sex appeal. She got no sex appeal. You know, real pretty. You know, she got all of the tools, but she ain't got that sex appeal. Like she walked dumpy, or she goofy beyond the cute part. Like, the fuck is you, Bullwinkle, shorty? Come on now. What you doing? What we doing? What we doing here? What we doing? What we doing here? What's next? What's next? What's next? You know? Like, who's next on that on that hip hop Harry shit? Go, 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 go. Who's next? Robbie Ming says, I like my friendship with my male buddy. I think once we had sex, it would interfere with our friendship. I know some people who had sex with their friends, and it didn't, like, it was all right. But they may have done it once and said, you know what, we shouldn't have had never done this. Like, I didn't know my friend's shot was whack. No wonder she can't keep a dude. I suspected something was up. It just turns out that the twat was garbage. She doesn't have the murky swamp twat. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. Like, even when she on a period, you can't call it a rag. That shit is more like, she on the towel. She on the towel. She on the towel. On the towel. Okay. All right. Sure. TK, right? I've seen it work. Okay. That's cool. Okay. Stacey Yvette White is in the house, holding it down for the D all day, every day. That's what's up. TK Wright says, there are guys that I'm cool with that could get it. And then I have guy friends, we don't cross those lines. I'm not 19, 20 like before. We are even attracted to each other, more like siblings. Cherry says, once you have sex with a male friend, it changes your relationship. You can never go back to the way it was. New Jack City. If nothing changes after you have sex, you ain't have sex. I don't know what you did. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. If I hold hands with a chick, nothing is ever going to be the same. If I lock eyes with you in a certain kind of way, shit will never be the same. If me and you are alone in a library, in one little chamber of the library, shit'll never be the same. Yo, if you grab my piece and be like, yo, oh, that's nice, shit'll never be the same. Play that shit. What you think this is? Not a toy? You think I'm a toy? I'm not a toy. We do. Won't be the same. You are fucked up now.
Let me chill it out. Let me chill.
Goodbye to Sandra D.
Alright, chill.
And then David says, so in other words, people are reclaiming their cum. I can't, yo, you now, Annette, you not going to tell me that in all of your days, you got three kids, right? You ain't going to tell me that you wish, that you don't wish you could reclaim some of those nuts. Like, must be the gasm is turning me on. Must be the gasm. Must be the gasm. I would take back a lot of them, but I wouldn't take back all of them. I would take back the bad ones. You know what I'm saying? Have to sift through the files like, yo, no, not that one. It didn't. No, not that one either. I probably should take back that one, but fuck that. I'm keeping. Everybody makes mistakes, man. They say God don't make mistakes, right? Oh, yeah? Well, how do you explain moles? I'm a fan of moles, freckles, all that old skin shit. However, how do you explain that? It's not perfection now, is it? We are all God's children now, aren't we? Queen Monica! What's going on, Queen Monica? All up in the house and all smiles. You know what I'm saying? My girl, all smiles. 215. How y'all feeling? Thanks for coming through on the Instagram side. I appreciate me some you. You think I don't? So what we're talking about tonight, if y'all haven't caught on, is whether or not to date your friend. Would you make your friend your lover? Are you comfortable with a situation where somebody was your friend first and now y'all about to be bumping uglies and taking care of each other's children and being in each other's homes and bedrooms, making food for each other, watching the same TV shows and not liking them? You know what I'm saying? Putting up with each other's shit. Can you put up with the same shit with your friend who became your lover as you did when they wasn't your lover and just your friend? Like, there's certain friendship that I can put up with. Like, yo, my friend smoke. I can put up with smoking as long as we in his car. Her car. I can put up with that shit. It's your car. I can't tell you what to do in your own fucking car. I don't like you to smoke in your car. I need not to ride in your car. And I don't have no problem not riding in the shit. However, in my car, I'm putting up with that shit. Now, lover, now what happens when you get with your friend who you know smokes, but is otherwise a really good friend? I mean, a really good friend person. And, you know, you think that they're a good catch. But they got this little, you know, little smoking problem. Always talking about, yeah, I know it's a bad habit. I know I'm about to stop smoking and all that shit. But, you know what I'm saying? After I smoke, after I get finished this Newport, I'm about to go make a real man out of you, oh. Like, so you mean to tell me you about to give me the nicotine? You about to give me the nicotine, huh? Yep, right after this cigarette, you about to get the nicotine. We're going to call that dicotine. You going to get the dicotine. You know, like dentine, you know, dick. You know what I'm saying? You're going to like, you will love it, baby. I don't know. You might not be able to put up with that shit. You might. Quiet. I'm saying it's wet. There are a lot of animals in it, creatures. You know what I'm saying? You know, a swamp is actually very organic. It's a swamp. It's a swamp. The gator. The gators and the eels was in the swamp. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So, Annette says, most definitely. I mean, I knew you were going to take back some, like, Annette, I'm telling you, look, none of y'all would listen to this. This is between me and Annette. But we need to talk. Just this one little thing. Check it out. Annette. There's nothing worse than needing to take a good feeling back. Like, there was a good feeling, but you know what? I felt better even when I wasn't fucked. I nutted, and at the time, it seemed like a really good idea. There's nothing worse than an orgasm that makes you cry. And I don't mean, I'm not talking about tears of pleasure. I'm not talking about, oh my God, this is really, oh my, what have you done? I'm talking about something. Oh shit, that's fucked up. Why? I said the last time was the last. Why? You know what I'm saying? The kind of shit that make you be like, fuck it. Because it's going to cost you anyway. Mm-hmm. My young boy told me that's why he pays for pussy all the time. He said, listen, old head. He said, look, I mean, for real, that shit keep the heat off you, old head. I'm like, what you mean? I knew what he meant. I wanted to see in his own words. I wanted to see how he would put that in the word. He said, look, man. He said, you know, these chicks out here, you know, get you all caught up and shit. You can best believe A chick ain't gonna get pregnant for $40, son. I thought about it for a minute, like, you know, you might be on to something, doggy. If that chick get knocked up for $40, you better come up with that $500 quick. What you mean, Oye? You better get yo Planned Parenthood, nigga. Either that. Matter of fact, if you suspect that she get knocked up for $40, I suggest you hit the Rite Aid before you go over there. For condoms, no, Plan B, nigga. You know you ain't wearing no condoms. That's what you paid $40 for. Alright. Okay. Alright. Where we at? Cherry says, believe me, somebody has feelings. They may not have expressed them. That's what I'm saying. You know, like, how can you really say that y'all were just friends when secretly y'all were lusting after each other? And if y'all were just friends but secretly attracted to each other, that means that you were probably secretly jealous when you saw the other one, when y'all saw the other one with somebody else, like, you know what I mean? Brooding and hating all to yourself. Now hate them by 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 yourself. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. I'm glad you came out. You know how we do. No doubt. Okay. Anna Davis says, my last friend that became my lover was one of my biggest mistakes.
Woo.
Marcel says, if I bump uglies with a certain bestie, I would probably be walking on eggshells of guilt. What up, everyone? Lauren Sagal says, I hate costly nuts.
Nothing that expensive is a motherfucker, babe.
Like, yo, these are not planters, son. Yeah. These organic whole foods ass nuts, son. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. You know what I mean? These costly ass nuts. Yo, we need to, all the go-getters, we need to start a movement, man. Let's go get these nuts back. No, but don't try to go too far. Don't try to unhave your kids and shit. Cause most of y'all love y'all kids and love them to death and all of that. But y'all on the low, I know y'all be thinking like that was my greatest mistake. But I can't unhave my kids, at least not publicly or openly. But to myself, I'd be like, I always wanted a boy. But nobody has to know that. That's what between me and God. You know how you blame God on everything that you fuck up on and can't explain? It was God's way. What you mean? It was God's way. That was God's way. Like, that's the way, evidently, that's the way the Lord intended for it to be. You broke up with your baby mom 4 times, and 3 out of the 4 times she got pregnant. That's how the Lord wanted it. I guess there's some truth to that. Well, you are a child of God, but sometimes how you be doing, you like the child of goddamn. You the child of goddamn, Nick. You did it again. Oh, Magoo, you did it again. Nikki Justice, what's going on? B-More is all up in the house 2 times. Where's my brother Ansel Jones? Ansel Jones. Ansel Jones ain't good. No Ansel Jones. All right. Nikki Justice holding it down for B-More all day, every day. That's a good look. Thanks for coming through. Cherry says, it's either going to cost you in the beginning or cost you in the end. No, it's going to cost you all throughout the middle. That's where you spend the most. And that's whether we're talking about money or whether we're talking about time or whether we're talking about energy. You know what I mean? Matters of the heart cost. I mean, you know, and I mean cost. Because a lot of y'all done went out and spent y'all money on a motherfucker that didn't deserve shit. And it wasn't Christmas either, or his birthday. Like, well, I thought you would look nice in this, or, you know, I just happened to be at the, you know, the joint. The joint? You was at the joint? Yeah, I was at the joint, and I picked this shit up for you. My girlfriend had a discount on some Gucci sneaks, and they was only $500, so I bought them for you. Here. That nigga wouldn't buy you a Chico stick. He wouldn't buy you a Jolly Rancher. Well, you know, it's not even, when you give somebody something, you give from the heart. So whether or not they would give you something, you know, in exchange or whatever, that's not the point, Omar. See, that's what's wrong with you. See, you not like me. You like you. You know, you always expecting something in return for whatever you do. I'm not like that. You know, I mean, sometimes it come back to bite me in the ass, but in the long run, I only spend what I can spend, and I only do what I can do. And if I feel like that's what I should do, then I just go ahead and do it. I'm not worried about whether anybody's going to do this in the third for me like you do. I'm like, all right. In that case, get me a pair of fucking Gucci sneaks too. And not them ugly new ones either. I want the 1986 ones. The originals. Fuck it. I don't even support Gucci or Louis or none of that shit. But, I bet David says in an earlier show, I talked about that relationship. He left me for someone he got pregnant to find out 25 years later it wasn't his. Now he's talking about wanting me back. He can miss me with the BS. Damn. 25 years later, that nigga dumb. Listen. If you want to lose the love of your life for a joint that you knocked up on the side, the least you could do is get a DNA test. I know I would require one. Let me knock up some joint and be like, yo, I'm just keeping funky with you, Mom. You know, I'm going to help you out either way. But I just need that little, you know, we need to swab that cheek. Either that, or, you know, don't worry about it. I got the baby for the weekend or for the week or whatever. I'm swabbing baby. I know, you know, little man look like me and everything. Shit. Well, who's to say that a mom don't like all niggas who all look the same? You know what I'm saying? It's just, If I gotta give up my side joint, if I gotta give up my main joint for the side joint, the least I can do is make sure that the side joint is 100. She ain't supposed to win. She won. Why? I ain't even look at the rule book. No wonder I was losing. Okay. Nikki just says, get the likes up to the sky. Yeah, make sure y'all like the show. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it's the Daily Go Get-Em-ism show all up in your area. We do this every night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are talking about whether or not to make your friend your lover. I want to be your lover. I want to be your mother and your sister, too. What did he say? Brother and your sister. I don't know. Yeah, but it's real shit. And it's a real situation that people often have to deal with. But let's do it this way. Are you comfortable with a situation where somebody knows you as a friend already? Is that a good look for you? Because some people complain that people that get with them never take time out to get to know them. They don't try to find out what they like, what their likes and dislikes are. They don't find out where their passions are. They don't find out where they come from and where they're going, what their dreams, aspirations are. You know, they don't really get into them. Well, if it's your friend, they already kind of know that now, don't they? They may already know your talent. They may already know your temperament. They may already know what's good for you and what's bad for you. But they know that as a friend. It's different knowing that as a friend than as a lover, because as a friend, there's a different level of accountability for your emotions than there are when you are lovers. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your friend don't call you back, it ain't no big deal. Like, all right, I get with you tomorrow. Everything good, though? Mm-hmm. When it's your lover, what the fuck you mean you ain't call me back? You know, your lover tell you that they on the other line. You like, what you mean? Other line? You talking to your dead grandmother in a seance or something? You supposed to get off the phone. Oh, you must be on the phone with your job. Other than that, it's like, no, you got to get off the phone, right? A lover would understand that. A friend? No, I call you back. You understand what I'm saying? So there's some differences. The stakes are higher when you're lovers than when you're friends. The stakes are higher. You can't really get on that. I mean, get around that too well. It's true. Uh-oh, hold on. Nikki Justice says, no. Huh. No, don't make your friends your lover. Hmm. Ain't no other lines. Ain't no other. I'm saying, you know, it's a little different. The level of commitment is higher. But if you were already friends, you may not understand how crossing that threshold can change the dynamic of the relationship. So somebody who you thought was cool to hang out with is all of a sudden kind of clingy in your mind. Like, See, when you was just a friend, you could come around whenever you wanted to come around. You love it. It's like, no, what time are you going to be over? I'll be waiting. I love you. And if you don't, you know, make it there in a timely manner, I will be blowing up phones and texting and calling your mom. You know, that kind of shit. So it changes. Once you cross the pubic hair threshold, shit's different. It better be. Listen, man. The worst thing that could happen to a man is, you know, you penetrate the pleasure cave and nothing changes. Like, are you sure you penetrated it? Somebody's knocking on my door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Like, maybe you didn't really penetrate it. No, you stood in the vestibule. You ain't go in the house. Maybe you just stood in the vestibule. You hung around the vulva. You just hung around the vulva and shit. You know what I'm saying? He ain't get in the canal. He just hung around the vulva. No, not Volvo, motherfucker. In the vulva. You know, like, he was supposed to go. But he just, oh shit, I ain't do this in a while. He was playing Morse code with the pussy.
You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the fuck out of here. Marshall said, I know somebody who missed.
Oh, yeah.
I know somebody whom his current spouse looks like his ex, and another guy's current and ex have the same first name. Imagine calling out one's name while actually thinking of the other. Guilt, maybe? Ooh, you fucking up. Mm-mm. Cherry says, when I was your friend, you liked that outfit. Now I'm your lover. You don't want me to wear it outside. Oh, you talking that sexy shit. You don't want nobody else to like what you was wearing. I mean, he might not have really liked it on you when y'all were friends. But since he, you know, y'all was friends, he couldn't say shit about it. What are you going to say as a friend? Like, yo, you out here looking like a hoe. He'd have revealed himself real quick then, wouldn't he? Like, what you mean? I'm saying, we have all these niggas out here, you know what I mean? You got your titties out, got your ass out. You showing belly button, all kinds of moles, freckles, dimples and shit. Fuck is that shit? What's what? What is that? I'm saying, I mean, what? I'm fully clothed, what? Your wrist, bitch. You know what the fuck I'm talking about? You know certain niggas is turned on by wrist? What you think? Niggas is out here with a foot fetish, but they ain't got no wrist fetish? Next time, wear gloves out. We it's a pandemic anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's a pandemic anyway. Throw some gloves on. And not no one glove, sequin shit, no Michael Jackson. You know, we ain't paying no homage. You gonna wear gloves. You gonna wear PPE. You wearing a mask at all times. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get you a Kmart. I'm not no Muslim. It's for your protection. PPE. It's a pandemic. I'm just looking out for your safety as a friend. As a friend. Sexy wrist having asshole. Rock me Amadeus. Hey, remember, you know, Ray Charles with the wrist shit. Oh, shit, sexy wrist. Oh, she got the wrist. She got the wrist. You know, I got eyes. I saw that wrist. She made my nature rise. Yeah, you know, like rappers back in the 80s. You used to always talk about making a nature rise. You know what I'm saying? Nature. Anyway, come to your ass, bitch. Yeah, for real. You're not going to be out here making these niggas all hard. You're making my life hard. All right, anyway. All right. No, okay, wait. Your husband says, so is it okay to make your lover your friend? I'm glad you brought that up, Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world, because most people do want a situation where their lover becomes their friend. Personally, any woman that I've ever been serious about has been my friend. I mean, think about it. You want somebody that you can talk to? That's a friend. You want somebody that you can relate to? That's a friend. You want somebody who you may have some things in common with? That's a friend. You want somebody who you can laugh with and play with and have fun with, that's a friend. You want somebody who will be there for you and that you can depend on, that's a friend. You want somebody who won't be all judgmental and somebody that will try to fill in your empty spaces and make you feel better about yourself and encourage you, that's a friend. You want somebody to be there as a resource and you want to be a resource to somebody else, that's a friend. So yeah, most of us want our lovers to become friends, but what about when they were already friends? What about when they were already friends? What about when they were already friends? You ain't got to coach them. You ain't got to do spins. All you got to do is be what you were, but stay that way. I don't know. Narcissus says, as Cheryl, that may not be a bad idea if you can send them home when you get tired of them for a day.
Jerry Chase says, stop showing all that ankle. No, the ankle lead to the foot. You know, a lot of niggas out here got the foot fetish. I don't understand. I would never understand feet. You know, if she ain't got pretty feet, she ain't pretty. Shut the fuck up, nigga. What kind of, what do you mean she ain't pretty if she ain't got pretty feet? What are you, crazy? You see the ass on her? I wouldn't give a fuck if she had pterodactyl feet. Yeah, you got fatty to die for. Titties to live for. I'm living and dying with this bitch every day. We live and die together. Shit. I was just resurrected last night. I was resurrected. I don't know. Having a lover who's not a friend, could that be a good situation? Why would that be a good situation? You know, before I place judgment on it, why would that be a good situation? Right. I guess if you look at your friends as a lover, then I guess, you know, I guess you wouldn't want them to be a friend. But the thing about somebody being your friend is that when somebody is your friend, you can be yourself around them, your authentic self, right? Like if somebody is your friend, y'all chicks can take off y'all makeup. You can take off your weave. You can let them see. Take the terror cap off. Let them see your real shit. Come on, baldy locks. You still cute. Yeah, you ain't got no hair, but hey, nobody can say that you ain't cute. You are. You know? You are my body locks. Come shave it off tonight. And don't be late. Yes, you are. I'm saying. So evidently, everybody doesn't value that situation. A lot of people are never themselves around their lovers. You got chicks out here whose men never seen them without their weave. I'm thinking that's impossible. But there are. Never seen you without your weave? Ever? I'm like, well, have you seen yourself without the motherfucker? You just go from one to the next? Sounds a little odd to me. But hey. And that David says, when your friendship is over, you can just walk away. When your lover relationship is over, you can't just walk away because someone is grabbing your ankles. Very good observation. I was about to dispute that until you put in the grabbing your ankles thing. Because I was about to be like, no, when your friend walks away, that actually hurts bad. Because that's your friend. Friends don't come a dime a dozen. But yeah, but you're right. When somebody is grabbing your ankles and you trying to walk away, but now you got to drag them. You got to drag them because they got your ankles. And you may have been waiting all of this time for them to finally grab your ankles the way the fuck they should have done in the beginning, which would have made everything okay. Because now, you know, now they want to start acting like they care and grabbing ankles and shit. Why was you grabbing the ankles? Was you grabbing the ankles when I made your plate at your people's cookout? You wasn't grabbing ankles then. Don't grab them now. Don't grab them now. Sure, as it says, friends see the raw deal and not judge. Exactly. But your lover should be even better than that, shouldn't he? Or she? Let me ask y'all something. Hey, what's up, brown eyes? How you doing, Ma? Good to see me some you. Good to see me some you. Well, let me ask you this. Do you still
cover up when you're around your lover? Like, do you walk around naked, or do you do some old movies type shit? Like, put the covers around you, wrap the sheets around you before you go to the bathroom. I'm like, who the fuck does that in real life? You know, a chick tried that shit with me before. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He was like, I'm just, you know, it's just what? Where would you get the idea to do some dumb shit like that? Skinny joint. Take that shit the fuck off. Yo. She was nervous. I guess I was insensitive to that. And I am. Like, look. You know, you got chicks out here trying to have sex with their shirt on. Like, look, ain't no titties that bad, ma. It ain't, you know what I mean? It ain't that deep. It really ain't. It's going to be all right. I'm not offended by no titties, no matter what. It's going to, we can work it out. We can work it out. It's going to be all right. But a friend, well, no, that's a time for a lover. A lover should make you feel good about whatever body shape that you have. It's not a time to be pointing out imperfections like, oh, what's that? Anything outside of a lesion or you know, an abrasion or, you know, something that looked like it's just healing up, be all right. Carol's talking about something. Annette, don't get him started talking about grabbing ankles. Why not? Jerry says, my friend don't need the depend treatment. The depend? And that says, I don't cover up shit. Why? Because they already saw me naked. That's what I'm thinking. But evidently, there's some people out here who don't do that. I've heard some wild stories of some people, man. I've heard chicks talk about niggas who dick they never saw. Like, wait a minute. A nigga fucked you and you never saw his dick. You would let some people take that turn out the light shit too. No, I ain't turn out no fucking light. I turn the light on. Matter of fact. We're gonna get some transparency going on in this motherfucker. What we doing? What we doing? Turn out no light. Suspicious ass. You know what I'm saying? You can stay suspicious, right? I'm checking crevices and orifices. Put you on a skewer. Turn you around and shit. Like, oh, okay. All right. You are a fine female specimen. Shit. Check you out like a like a sobriety checkpoint. Let's check this car out. And then David says, there's only one man that has ever seen me without my wig or weave. Well, I'll be goddamn. One man in the world? Or just one man? Turn him on! Yeah, we reversed it. That's it. Turn them on. And get closer. Cheryl said, yes, sir, I got to see it all. Like, yeah, we look. We going to make sure, you know, we going to establish some trust first. First we establish. But yeah, I've heard of situations like that. All right, you know, and I'm talking about how a dude being scared to be naked? A dude. Like, if I was a chick, that shit would freak me out. I'd be weird. Like, nah, we ain't doing nothing. I'm good.
You're a little too shy for me. Esco says they don't fuck during the day. Some people don't. Some people do not do that. If you don't believe me, put that shit on your page. I bet you, you know, some people be like, nah, I like, you know, at night, in the dark, turn out the light. I mean, a lot of people going to be like, yeah, I love this. Daytime fucking is the best. Have the rest of the day, you know, to do whatever. Some people be like, nope, night. Because I can't do it. I'm busy during the day. And I got to, you know, put the kids to sleep. That kid is fucking 27 and 33. I'm saying, though. They still need their rest. They don't even live with you. So you saying I shouldn't check on my kids? Is that what you're saying? Oh, and that Dave says, I'm definitely talking about someone that I was in a serious relationship. Brown Eyes says, why hide how you look? He might not like the way you look and leave your ass. So why not be authentic from the start? That's what I say. Listen, you know what I mean? You're going to love me or leave me alone. You're going to love me or leave me alone. You got to love me or leave me alone. Let's do these birthday shout-outs and let's get on up out of here. Listen. Okay. Okay, hold on. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious January 14th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them. They are S-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Christina Goldwire. Happy birthday to you, Christina. And Yolanda Yokaira. Gonzalez, happy birthday to you, Yokaira Gonzalez, and Tamika Willis, turning 38 years old today, and Latoya Putnam, happy birthday to you, and Providence Ridgeway, turning 52 years old today, and M. Hierna Pagatapat Solis, happy birthday to you, and Royal Bad, turning 39 years old today, and Hayazia, turning 35 years old today, and Venus Rising, turning 50 years old today. She's raising money for the National Association of the Deaf. And Lavonia Scott, turning 57 years old today, and Ward G. Davis, turning 46 years old today, and Nancy Bell, turning 49 years old today, and my girl Nicole Singleton, happy birthday to you, and last but certainly not least, my man, Stephen Allen, turning 51 years old today. Knew him from all the way back in the day, 1982. My school day chum. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious January 14th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, I mean, you can make your love of your friend. You probably definitely want to make your, well, no, you can go ahead and make your friend your lover. You probably want to make your lover your friend. The choice is yours. What's going on, Rita Reds? Rita, what's good, Rita? You know, it can be a slippery slope. I guess what you could say is that it's a preference thing. It's a preference thing. You know, some people believe that your lover should be your best friend. Some people say they don't need to be your best friend, but they should be a friend to you. I think that having all of the qualities of a good friend is something that's invaluable and something that you should that I know that I would definitely strive for. I would rather my lover be my friend than to be in a situation where I was in love with somebody that I really didn't like. And, you know, that happens often enough. You get with somebody that you don't really like. Like, you love them, but you don't really like them. Like, they kind of push your buttons, and you know, they don't even know they're doing it, but they're doing it. And it's constant, like, button. At the end of the day, you need somebody that's for you. Somebody that you can depend on. Somebody that you dig. Somebody that you love. Somebody that you can feel. Somebody that you'll miss when they're gone. And that you're happy when they come around. You don't necessarily have to be smothered by that person, but you should want to be a lover to that person. It's a good look. Love is what makes the world go round. And you see how bitter people are when they really can't find nobody for themselves. I know people who have gone through multiple relationships but never really had anybody to themselves. Do y'all understand the situation I'm talking about? You have had plenty of lovers, but you've never really had anybody for yourself. Think about that. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Good night to you, two brown eyes. Listen, I'm going to thank y'all all for coming through. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And don't forget, please don't forget to like the show. I need to get them likes up and make the algorithm go. So with that being said, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitation. Right. And on that note, I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying? So let me get on up out of here. So on the Blog Talk side, I'm in y'all first. Y'all know how it go. And then on the Instagram.